Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and the world. This is another Barter Arbitrage 2.0 student case study. We are going way back in the day. It's actually being recorded on September 17, 2013. With my main man, Russ Cheechin, and I'm hoping his wife, the lovely Marcia, both of whom have visited me down here in Vinnyland in sunny Florida, and it's going to be a kick-ass little conversation, and again, these are real students who actually shell out the money, three or whatever amount of time it was, a long time ago. Back at you in 2 seconds. All right, we'll lose the bow chicka wow wow because we're going to keep this kind of short. As everybody knows, over 3 years ago, we put out a product called Barter Arbitrage, which became the top selling course of its kind ever done, and including Jay Abraham's course. And normally, I'd like to just jump up and down. But the fact of the matter is, one of the reasons it sold so well is because there's so little quality information that's ever been put out. And I'll have to ask Russ, but it might be even over 3 years ago. He was one of our first original students. Again, he wasn't an affiliate, not a shill, he's a real student, and he actually plunked down a hell of a lot more money than you guys are going to be on the 2.0 version. I think it was $297. It never sold for less than that. We never discounted it. As you all know, the product was basically, during the time I was going through medical issues, as most of you are aware, the product was pretty much held hostage from me. I wasn't able to access stats. I pretty much said, the hell with it, told my so-called partner, keep it. And I guess after a while, I started thinking, you know, that was a bum decision, Vinny. You know, you put your heart and soul into that project, and you should get it back. And, you know, I guess what goes around comes around. And needless to say, I am back in control of the product. It's being updated. And I'm really looking forward to talking to Russ to start with, because he was one of the first guys who purchased this. And I know he waited forever. We kept changing the launch dates and everything because it's just a massive, massive product. And he's actually, I think if I remember, and I'm going to have to ask him, I think 3 or 4 days into the course, he had already acquired like 20. It freaked me out. Russ, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you're from up there in Wisconsin, up there with the Packers. I won't hold that against you. But you did like 20,000 or so. You had like 20,000 in trade or something, or a whole bunch of trade, and you had only been like 3 or 4 days into the course. Is that right?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, and it was like, I'm thinking, how is this dude doing this? He hasn't even gone through half the course yet. But what did you mainly get out of Barter? I mean, what was you initially when you heard Barter and then you decided to get this product? What was the difference between going in, what you thought it was, and then what you could do with it later? In other words, everybody has kind of preconceived ideas, chickens for goats, and then you got the course, and obviously it's massive. And what was kind of the compelling point that you took out of the course?
Well, just the idea of, you know, just how you explained it on your sales page, you know, buy high and sell low, you know, it just intrigued me. And once I saw how it was done, basically I got lucky. I found a product that sold well on the Barter Exchange. And before I knew it, I had brokers emailing me and calling me. I mean, I was still working, and I had people calling me on the phone while I'm working, brokers and everything, saying they had people that wanted what I had. And I mean, it was a shock to me, you know,
Yeah, I remember the first time you put a piece of jewelry up there, and I think, you know, and you put it up at full retail, And I gave you one of my secret jewelry sources, and I think you got $1,900, and I'm thinking, wow, even I would have probably sold it for a little less. There was nothing wrong with what you did. That was what it was tagged for. And I know that you started building up trade dollars and stuff, and you've since now pretty much have handed this over. This is what's really fascinating. At no time when I had met you, you and your wife had actually come down when you were vacationing and we got you down to Disneyland and stuff. At no time really was she involved in this at that time. And you could talk a little bit about your wife because, you know, Marcia's a great lady and she has some really serious medical issues. And this, you know, there's obvious, you know, she's not able to work. And this was something, you know, a few months, I don't remember, I think I got a PM from you about 6 months ago saying, Marcia's taken over the business and she's kicking ass. And then I'm looking on the exchange and I'm seeing that funky town in Wisconsin you live in and I'm seeing all these listings. And how did that come about? Because she is really doing really well. And I'm not going to give away your secret, but I'm going to say this much. Russ and Marcia figured out a way to create a lot of trade dollars. And I think Marcia primarily sells jewelry, but you can sell anything. That's really irrelevant, get my English right. But they have found a really, really brilliant way to cash convert those dollars that I hate to say I never even mentioned in the course. I can't take credit for it. I'm not going to give it away here. I mean, if you want to in the future let people in on it, that's fine. But I'm going to let you keep it your secret. But it was so obvious to me, I just wanted to punch myself on the head because you're not supposed to be smarter than me on this. But you guys really came up with a great way to turn trade dollars into cash. And kind of explain to us how she got involved in it.
Well, she worked her whole life as an RN, and when she got sick, obviously she couldn't work anymore. So
right.
She was sitting in bed doing this and that and doing some online stuff. And, you know, we got into flea marketing and stuff later, but she was buying all this stuff. And all of a sudden, before, she didn't say anything to me. She just started listing it on iTech
right.
and selling it. And the money she was making on it was just ridiculous. It was unbelievable. You know, I thought I did good. She blew me away, you know.
And it's not the amounts. What people forget is it's the margins. I mean, if you spend $1,000 on something and sell it up there for $3,000, that's not nearly as good as finding something that you can buy for $5 and selling for, you know, $60 or $70. Because the whole idea is to create those margins, and it, based on what I'm seeing, it looks like her stuff is all priced. I mean, we're not talking real high-end stuff. I mean, $50, $75. But I know her margins are really good, and that's the whole key. That keeps your cost down. So how long has she been?
You want to talk to the lady, Ben?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Marcia about how she's doing on it.
Biting the bullet. Here she is.
All right.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Marcia, how are you, girl?
I haven't seen you since you were down here in Vinnyland. Yeah, I sure was, and I just had a ball, and your dad was wonderful for me. And
We had a lot of fun having you down there, and I mean down here, and I'm glad you guys made it. I know you're coming back to Florida. I talked to Russ. We're going to try to find something for you guys down here near some flea markets and stuff. How did you, you knew Russ was involved in the barter arbitrage and he was doing good, but you actually apparently, and again, I'm not going to give the secret away of what you're doing as far as cash converting because it's going to make me look dumb. It was something is so obvious that I can't believe I never thought of it. But you, what you're basically doing, and I don't mind telling people that you're doing, it looks like primarily jewelry up there because the listings are there. In fact, I looked today and I saw probably 8 or 9 of your listings up there because I can spot that city and state. And you basically are listing them up there, and then you're taking your trade dollars, from what I understand, and you've got a little method where you purchase something that then you can liquidate very easily for cash. So how's that working out?
Oh, it works wonderful, and I'm buying low on my jewelry.
Right.
And find certain places that I'm getting things, and I'm selling at a profit of probably 10 cents on the dollar.
That's incredible. See, that's the whole key right there. So if you know, so when you start, you pick up. So in other words, if you were to accumulate over a month or so, say $5,000 in trade dollars, that's $5,000 mm-hmm. in purchasing power. But it didn't cost you $5,000. It cost you probably around 10 cents on the dollar. You got to factor the fees in and stuff. But it's still real low. And I'm guessing you're getting a hell of a lot more money in terms of trade dollars than you can even at the flea market. I mean, I see stuff going up that you're selling all day long for $50 to $75, and at a flea market, probably not going to get that much. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah.
No, probably half of that.
Right, right. So is the course been fun for you? I mean, it's pretty user-friendly, and like I said, It really excited me when Russ told me about how you guys were cash converting, because I thought I covered in 35 hours that this product contained. You would have thought I would have come up with that. And it was...
I just wish I could have seen your face when he told you what I did.
You what?
I wish I could have seen your face when
he
told you what I did.
Oh, my God, I was, like, stunned. I was just like, I said I did 35 hours of audio, and I talked about cash converting and about every aspect of it, and I never,
right.
ever thought about that. And I should have known, because I'm actually affiliated with that industry, as you know. So I really, really
exactly.
felt like a dummy. Yeah, and
well,
that's great.
I have to tell you that I can cash convert 100 iTechs into 70 cash.
Oh, my God. See, and you know what I always tell people? I said, if you can cash convert even at 50 and sometimes even 40%, you're doing very well if your margins are right. If you're doing it at 70%, you're crushing it. In fact, I will actually go on the record and say that's better than I do. I'm very happy to cash convert at 50%. And in some cases,
yeah.
if it's a large ticket item, I'm even willing to go 40% because I'm still going to make money. If you're doing it 70%, that's crazy. I mean, that's just incredible. I mean, that is a great success story. How did you kind of pick it up? Because I know the course is real long. And did you just one day decide, hey, I want to get involved in something? And because I know you weren't the actual buyer. Russ bought it. And then
right.
I didn't know if you were actually even involved in it until he emailed me and said you were kicking ass.
Well, I wasn't involved in it because my job as a flight nurse,
right.
I was very busy. I'd work 12, 16-hour shifts, and I'd work
sure.
like a 7-10-day stretch. So I really wasn't involved in this until I got this virus.
Right.
And long story short,
you can tell people, I mean, you're actually in a wheelchair. So this is something, this is when people come up with excuses why they can't do something. It really pisses me off because... it's not like, there's people that have it. I always say there's people out there that got it way tougher than the rest of us, me included, when I get into, yeah. And it's a really inspiring thing, the fact that, rather than moping around feeling sorry for yourself, which I'm famous for doing, you actually said that, screw it, I'm going to take some proactive action, and did it. Would you, as far as the course is now, we're updating it with a lot of other things that are going to involve trading outside of iTechs, because we've got a lot of international members. But would you recommend, from what you've just seen in the original course, would you have any problem recommending it to anybody else?
Oh, absolutely not.
I appreciate that, and I'm glad. I'm really happy that you guys are doing well on it. And Russ told me you're starting to feel a little better.
I do it all from my bed. I'm 90% bed bound.
Right. Well, and that's my point. That's my point when I hear these people. And again, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme or a bright, shiny object.
Right.
There's some work involved. But you did your research, and I have pretty good jewelry connections, but apparently you got a better one of those than I do as well. So it's really a 70% cash conversion. In other words, folks, basically what she's saying is she can take a dollar bill and turn it into 10 trade dollars and take those 10 trade dollars and turn them into $7 cash. That's basically what she's saying. Now, magnify that on a larger scale, because obviously she's doing a lot more trade than that, and that's incredible. I mean, I would probably say, again, I haven't even heard of anyone doing trades at 70%. I've always said if you can do it at 50%,
I usually do it in $500 increments.
That's just incredible. So on 70% of 500, and you're into it for, I mean, I can run the numbers in my head. If it was $1,000, you would be taking home 700, and the 700 only cost you about 70 or so plus fees. That's a hell of a you keep. That's called wash, rinse, and repeat.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the first time I did it, my husband said, "You're kidding." I said,
"Well,
no, me. Mama's got it now. This is mine. So back off."
Yeah, just let him flip the bill for whatever he's got to do. Russ will be all right. Yeah. Tell Russ to go fishing. He'll be all right.
You know what? I'm doing this for fun.
Exactly.
And I'm doing this because I can't sit still. Well, I'm sitting still, but
literally, but you and mentally you can't sit still. And that's what's so wonderful about it. I mean, I love the fact that you can, and like I said, you found a perfect way to cash convert, and I'm just really, really happy for you guys. It's great. I'm glad Russ has, like I said, was one of our first students ever.
Right.
And it's usually when you got a husband and wife, somebody buys something, there's always dissension, like, oh, you bought something, and I'm really happy that you kind of took it over. And like I said, your little the 70% is just incredible. I mean, I didn't even know that. I knew you were doing well, but I didn't know it was that high. It really, really, really makes me feel good that despite the fact I didn't give you the cash converting tip, at least I got you in the game. So I'm going to take credit for that. But you came up with it on your own.
For that.
I went through all the audios. I said I must have mentioned that somewhere. I must have mentioned that technique she's doing somewhere. No, sorry. It was all you. So, well, Marcia, it's cool talking to you, and I hope to see you guys down here in Florida. I'm going to work that out with Russ. We're going to try to find something for you. The weather, thank God, will be a little cooler down here. Flea marketing can be a real pain in the ass if you're out there in 100-degree weather, but the beautiful thing about Florida is when it gets into the fall and the winter, there's no better place to be. You know, 70, 80 degrees, no humidity.
But
so.
Ben?
Yes, sir.
Ben.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
I'm the ma'am, but I need one day with a white beach.
You got it. We can do that. There's a place on trade that I just sent Mom and Dad to this last weekend, and they loved it. I believe it was called the Caribbean Court, and it's on Vero Beach, and it is stunning, and you guys will love it. It's done in a Cuban motif.
I got to be able to have one of those wheelchairs that can go on the sand.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
My mom can barely walk. She's trying to get ready for her knee surgery, so believe me, I know how that goes. We'll make that happen. There's a couple of, actually, believe it or not, Vero Beach is real close to us, and they've got two really beautiful properties that are available on trade, and they keep them on trade pretty much Sunday through Thursday all the time, so we'll hook that up for you. But hey, it was really nice talking to you, and I hope the kids and everybody are good. And pass the phone back to Russ. I want to thank him for calling in and thanking him too. And I will see you guys down here in Florida. I will be working on some stuff for you.
Okay.
Thank you for the endorsement.
Okay, you heard the boss.
Yeah, she's great. That's wonderful. I mean, 70%? Are you friggin'? I'm being very serious about this. If you can buy, you know, it's the old buy high, sell low. At 50%, if you do it right, you're going to make money. If you can buy, you know, it's like the Sylvia diamond ring. Buy the diamond for 15, sell it for 7, but she made 4. What she's doing is really off the chain. And if she's doing it in $500 increments, that's just incredible. And, again, one of the most brilliant cash – it's brilliant, but it's so stupidly simple that I'm just kicking myself. And I'll let you guys keep that one to yourself. But I, of all people, that's the only hint I'm going to give. I, of all people, should have figured that one out on my own. I love it. And that's the wonderful part about the course, because you learn from your students. And you guys are actually out there doing it. Russ, do you have any problem endorsing the product? I mean, you've had it now for over 3 years. You were one. I think you were probably the second guy who actually purchased out of the 250-some-odd people that did. They're at $297, and now we're going to put this out for significantly less money, and rather than pissing off my original buyers like you, we're going to, of course, you guys will get the update, of course, and you'll get the whole enchilada for free, because you were, and as I promised you guys, there'd be no upsell. But do you have any problem, somebody out there interested, you know, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a solid product, in my opinion, and if you just give us your thoughts on what you think they'll get out of it, I'll let you go back to doing whatever it is you're doing.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. I mean, it's exactly what you say it is, and one of the big things that got me involved was what's his name? The guy who owns the Warrior Forum, Alan.
Alan says, right.
Well, he actually endorsed your course. Now,
him and
you know
Jim
how many
Straw. Yeah, you can't do much better than one of the living legends of marketing and the owner of the Warrior Forum. That's pretty good endorsements.
Right. I mean, especially how many WSOs go through that place a day, and I've never seen another one that he put his name on. There might be them, you know, out there, but I've never seen him.
Actually,
put his name
it wasn't
on.
Even a WSO, Russ. If you remember, actually, Alan gave me 2 weeks on the forum to actually run the training. So it was beyond a WSO. He actually gave up bandwidth in 2 weeks. And it's only been done, I believe the Warrior Forum has been around 15, 16, I don't know how many years, but they've only done it twice. And they've never done it since. So, yeah, it was a quality product. And as we all know, this is a shadowy industry, as I used to tell people that. I said they really don't want this information coming out. There are literally, you can walk into your library and you'll find more books on, you know, honeybees than you will on barter. And it's kept quiet. And like what the things that Marsh is doing, they really would, you know, there's only a select group of about 500 people, a few more now because of this course, that know how it works. She's figured it out. And without this course, you know, people like you and Marsha and the rest of the students that we had, they were not welcome into barter. They want brick-and-mortar businesses, and they really had an issue. And, you know, I took a lot of heat from the barter industry, and I gave it back to them. I said, hey, these people may not own a business at 123 Maple Street, but they're going to trade, and they're going to trade. They're not just going to trade in the season, off-season, rather. They're going to trade all the time. And the commission spends the same, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. And you're the reason, I mean, I did the course, and I think you're the reason I finally was able to prove my point that the industry needs to go after people like you guys and not just these so-called bread-and-butter businesses, you know, like dry cleaners and so forth.
Right.
As an independent trader, you know, I know you've traded, I mean, you've traded more, I mean, it's not just Dewar, you guys have traded a whole bunch of different things, because I remember back in the day, you had some pretty weird stuff up there, too. So.
Yeah, well, you always said the weirder the better.
Anything abstract, exactly. Artwork's
yeah.
Great. Anything that, you know, has got a, or, and anybody out there that's got a service that they can, you know, where it's just their own time. You can trade it at full retail, and you don't have to do it even on the ITEX exchange. I know Scott, one of our students, did a website for somebody. I think he's into it for about $150, and he got full retail, and the guy did his whole asphalt driveway. And, you know, it was a win-win. He didn't have to spend the money for the website, and Scott got his probably $1,500 worth of asphalt done for what amounted to a real cost of about $150. So
it really
is a win-win for everybody. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this call. I know it's late for you, and kudos to Marcia. That's just incredible. 70%. I'm going to write that down. I don't believe I've ever done a trade where I cash converted at 70% in my life, and I'm pretty good.
Can I tell you one little secret about something?
Sure.
Well, some of that stuff, it's not all of it, of course, but some of it, in your course, you suggested not, you know, shipping it for free, you know. And
right.
She doesn't do the charges for shipping. And some of her smaller things that she sells, she actually makes her money back on the shipping.
On
so
the shipping and the handling.
Doesn't.
I sort of thought that. And you know what? I mentioned not shipping because I did a lot of higher-end items. If I'm sitting
right.
like a $2,000 item and it doesn't weigh much, I put the free shipping. I should qualify that, and I'll probably mention that in the updated course, that if you're selling a lot of volume items, like in her case, I look, she's got like 10 or 12 or 15 things up there. There's no reason you don't have to. 99% of the people do charge shipping. There's nothing wrong with it. I used it more as a sales tactic. If I was selling like a $4,000 item, I'd just say free shipping. And I'll be honest with you, the main reason why is because you and I both know I have no love for PayPal. And it was just easier to spend this than jerk around with PayPal, because they'd probably freeze my account for the third time. You know, anytime I start doing any sort of business, PayPal likes to play their game. So, yeah, no, I had a feeling, and shipping and handling's fine, and she's charging a fair price for that. I mean, I know what Priority Mail goes for. I mean, a lot of times I'm shipping out stuff that's cost me $14, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, I should be getting shipping for this, but that's why I try to keep them a little higher end. But again, it's not the price, it's the margins, and the fact she's getting the margins she is incredible. So, and the way you guys are cash converting at 70%, I see no reason that you can't just continue on. And if for some reason jewelry stalls out, you'll find another product. There's always something out there. I have sold everything from bass fishing to scales to everything. You know, anything that you can get a margin on, it just takes a little research, not hard. And you guys have proven it. I'm real proud of both of you. This was a great call. I didn't know this. We didn't script this beforehand. I haven't even talked to you in about, several months. So, you will be hearing from me on the Florida. I assume she was being serious about needing a beach, right?
Yeah, she's never, ever put her feet in the ocean. So
well, we're going to make that happen.
I brought her down
there.
When we went down there and saw you,
yeah.
I couldn't get her to the ocean because of her wheelchair. I couldn't push her, but I understand there's wheelchairs with big tires on them.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Can,
yeah. We'll figure out how to do that, and if it requires me to hire 8 guys from the football team, we'll do it. But we'll get her out there. And good for her, like I said. I appreciate it very much. They're giving me the clock here, but Rush, God bless both you guys. Take care, and thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the endorsement. So as for everybody else, Barter Arbitrage 2.0 updated version, the price is ridiculously cheap. I'm probably doing that more to get even than to make money, but at some point after that, like I said, it's the last product I'll be doing, and then it's off to other things for me, speaking, coaching, and actually trading, which I do myself, which, unlike most internet marketers, I actually do what I talk about. So may you live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. May you always remain forever young. And I'll be posting this on the website. So I'll be pulling this off BTR probably tonight or tomorrow and putting it on the website so you guys can check it out there. And Russ, give me a nice picture I can put up of you guys up there. I'll swipe one off Facebook. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.